from the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
The big important events of the world continue to move on, flood or not, and that's one of the reasons why I'm thankful for my next guest, not only for her perspective on where she is now and what she's trying to do in her new assignment as the dean at Regent University, but also to give us some insight on what could be and should be happening in Washington, D.C. as it relates to the continuing problem that we have Americans trapped behind enemy lines, essentially, and we kind of left them there. Michelle Bachmann, former presidential candidate, former congresswoman from the great state of Minnesota, and she rejoins us here at Kevin McCullough Radio. Big fan of the congresswoman's throughout her career and what she accomplished in her time in public life. Michelle, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I'm sorry it's been so long, but thanks for coming back.
Thank you, Kevin. It's a pleasure to be with you and your guest today.
As you are thinking through and watching what we have done in Afghanistan, if you were in Congress today, what would be your priority and focus returning to the chamber?
My priority and focus would be to get the President of the United States, the Vice President, his cabinet, all those who were in charge with decision-making authority in front of the Congress for oversight. And the question needs to be asked, why did you make the decision to pull out in the middle of the night without informing the Afghans, the army that would take over, without informing the Allies? Why did you do that? What was the reason why you did that? And then have them explain. And then have each one of them explain on record with cameras rolling, why did you make the decision that you did? Why didn't you send patrols out to pick up Americans? Why did you handle it the way you did? And go step by step by step from March forward on why they took the decisions, why they made the decisions that they did. No thinking person can look at what happened. Democrat, Republican, Independent, apolitical. You can't look at this and think this was normal. This wasn't normal. So the first thing Congress needs to do is demand answers from the administration. As you see right now, the administration is not answering questions. They keep Joe Biden in hiding. They have him head for the exits, and they aren't answering the public's questions, the media's questions, but Congress's duty is to conduct oversight, and they must conduct oversight.
Well, and there's been a lot of people saying, you know, should they bring articles of impeachment? And I think that's a little bit cart before the horse at this point. But I would love to see what you just suggested laid out as the game plan for the Republicans and for the Democrats. I think, Michelle, that we are talking about something that's important to all Americans. I think that across the board, we have been shocked at the level of buffoonery, and I don't use that word lightly, that this exit was conducted with. And I'm not talking about the military, by the way. They weren't allowed to make the decisions. They had to enforce the plan and go do the job, which is what they did. But the people at the top of the food chain, the people that made these decisions, when the previous administration basically had left a blueprint in place and said, here's how we need to do it, get the people out, get our equipment out, destroy what we're not going to take, and then bring the military home. That's how you do the evac. Why did we do it completely backwards? You're right. He's not taking questions on it. Even when he says he's going to be in trouble for taking a question, he takes a question and says, no, I'm not taking that question. We're speaking with Michelle Bachmann, who is the dean of Regents University. And Michelle, I'm curious about this. Let's go personal for a second. How much do you enjoy life in the private sector after your presidential campaign?
I have to tell you, I enjoyed a lot. I had returned to Congress after I ran for president of the United States. I enjoyed every minute when I was in Congress, but it's a very different world there now than when I was there. And I'm actually grateful that I'm not there now, that I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm dean of the Robertson Graduate School of Government at Regent University, training the next generation to be effective leaders in governments across the world, and in particular here in the United States. And it is really thrilling to be able to put America's founding principles into the hearts and minds of the next generation and to explain to them what the Constitution actually says, what our Declaration says, what our founding documents are, what America's true history is. We're a great university. Regent University has been around a long time. As a matter of fact, Kevin, just this morning, Regent was named the number one Christian college in the United States.
In a survey.
So I'm
now all my Liberty people are going to be throwing tomatoes at me.
Oh,
so
I love Liberty. Careful. Are you kidding? I have a lot of friends there. We have kids that graduate there. I'm a big fan of Liberty, too. I'm just a fan of Christian higher education, but we just got this distinction this morning, and it's a pretty big deal.
No, that's a huge deal. And all polite respect to King's College here in the city as well. We got a lot of good Christian schools that are out there, friends.
And my daughter graduated from King's, as did my son-in-law, and she works there today. So I'm a big advocate of Christian higher ed.
That's it. Well, and you were a big advocate of Christian ed in the home, too. So, I mean, this is just very consistent with who you are. Let's talk about this particular season that we're in, because Afghanistan winding down, if you can call it that, the way it did, in just this near advance of the 20th commemoration of that awful day, Michelle, what are your thoughts about the optics of this and what it looks like and what we've done here?
Well, there, a person can't look at what transpired with the collapse of Afghanistan and not suspect that this was actually planned and intentional. I am more of the persuasion now that this just wasn't an accidental train wreck. I think that there was every intention by whoever made the decision, because I don't think anyone really thinks that Joe Biden made these decisions. I'm really of the mind that there was an intent to give the United States of America the biggest black eye we could possibly have in order to bring us down on the world stage. People need to recognize 20 years ago with the events of 9/11, the United States was shattered internally to our core. We're still reverberating from the horrific events in New York City, at the Pentagon, and at Shanksville. We were forever changed. We are still reeling from that. When we look at this ending, this sad, tragic, inexplicable ending in Afghanistan, where the circle was effectively closed on America's involvement in Afghanistan, that was predicated upon the events of 9/11. That's why we went there. But when you look at this closing, this is a second shaking. We had an initial shattering internally. This is a second shaking, but it's on the world stage.
Yeah.
And when you think of how huge the initial shaking was, this one is equally as shattering. And one thing I would ask your audience to consider, I truly believe this has impacted our superpower status. That's hard for people to believe because we still have the premier military stockpile, but who cares? We had the preliminary stockpile, and we were defeated by terrorists in the back of pickup trucks with AR-15s. Yeah. So it doesn't matter what your stockpile is on the shelf if you don't use it and use it wisely or have the political will and the smarts to know how to use that. So what people need to realize is that we are the weak horse on the world stage, and our superpower status, I believe, has been demoted. And we need, as believers, to take a look. God got our attention on September 11th. What did we do with that? This is another shaking. It's a bookend. And this was an external shaking on the world stage. And I think we are looking at serious decline in the United States if we don't get our act together spiritually with the Lord.
No, that's well said. Michelle Bachman is with us. And there's a big event at Regent University coming up on September 9th. It is a 20-year retrospective. It includes John Ashcroft, my good friend Bernie Carrick. He's also my neighbor. Rick Barker, Pete Hoekstra, Rabbi Kahn, all going to be a part of this. And I would encourage you to find out more information. It's going to be a free virtual event. And you can visit regent.edu/911 to find out more information. But Michelle Bachman, great to talk to you. Great to hear your voice. Congrats on all that you're doing.
Thank you.
And keep fighting the good fight, lady, both in the classroom and in those great kids you're raising and everything else. We're just so grateful.
Kevin, thank you. And audience, please join us next Thursday, September 9th at 9 a.m., a free 8-hour conference that you won't want to miss. And it is regent.edu/911.
That's it. Regent.edu/911, the / there. Michelle Bachman, always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in. But did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave it instead an IOU? That's called the bail-in. Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt? Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals, and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575. That's 844-604.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I ended up getting a cold after Thanksgiving, and usually it always goes to my chest. Not even a usually, it just always goes to my chest, and I end up having to go to the doctor. This time I took 9 of the Balance of Nature for 2 days, and it totally cleared up. I was very impressed, because every time I've gotten a cold for the past 5 years, it goes into my chest. And it didn't. It cleared up right away.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. And I have been very blessed in recent weeks to be able to reconnect with my good friend, Katie McFarland. She was the civilian equivalent of a four-star general when she was in the Pentagon. And I will never forget that after her last appearance on the show 2 weeks ago, where I had said mistakenly a three-star general. But we've shared turkey recipes. We have been in strategy rooms at the Fox News channel before they ever had Fox Nation or their online operation. And she has been one of the most important voices, I think, on analyzing what has gone on in our war on terror, specifically in recent weeks with Afghanistan. And it's so good to have her back. Of course, she is the author of the book Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. KT, great to talk to you as always. It was kind of a surreal day this week because you had the last C-17 kind of wheels up, taking off out of Afghanistan. And it probably wasn't 2 hours later, KT, that I started seeing things on Instagram, like our Black Hawk helicopter hanging an Afghanistan individual that the Taliban wanted to make an example of, flying them above the city that they were torturing. I think it was Kandahar. Your thoughts as we've kind of, according to the president, ended the war in Afghanistan?
Well, I guess we've all been struggling with this, right, Kevin? Trying to make sense of it all. And what does it mean for the nation? What does it mean for the men and women who served in Afghanistan? What does it mean for the rest of us? What does it mean for everybody? And I kind of come up with one way of looking at it, which is it was the worst of times. It was the best of times. It was the worst of people. It was the best of people. And here's the worst of people. It was for 20 years, we had generals who were trotting up to Capitol Hill saying, oh, victory is right around the corner. We're going to build a modern Afghan military. All we need is a few billion more and another couple of thousand American forces. And maybe another 6 months or year, we're going to wipe out corruption. It's going to be great. And they all knew that it wasn't working. I mean, they had their people on the ground were telling them, this isn't working. But those generals, they just kept repeating the mantra in order to, I guess, retire so that they could then join the Beltway bandits and the defense industry intact. The second people I blame is the worst of times or the worst of people were the politicians who kept saying, well, we're going to nation build. We're going to create a modern democracy in Afghanistan, and they're going to make sure the Taliban and terrorists never come back. And of course, that was always mission impossible. You don't take the most primitive tribal country in the world and teach a bunch of illiterate people how to become a modern democracy.
Right.
So I fault them. And then I fault the intelligence community because they didn't see Al-Qaeda in the first place. They didn't see the collapse of the Afghan government now, and they missed almost everything in between. I guess they were so busy investigating conservatives that they never had time to look for the real enemy. But that's the worst. But the best is the American military and the American people. Hmm. You know, after September 11th, those people, those firemen who ran into the Twin Towers to rescue people when they didn't need to. And then the other bookend was the wonderful American military who were in the last days of Afghanistan, who were rescuing not only Americans, but who were rescuing Afghans who were loyal to us. And I mean, even holding little babies as they tried to pull them over the fence and put them on a plane to safety. But most of all, I guess I'm just left with a real sense of disquiet with the Biden administration and their cynical attitude towards, well, you know, once the cameras are off, once the reporters are out of Afghanistan, nobody's going to pay any attention. America will move on. And I suppose they're sadly right. But the fact that the whole 20 years experience was driven by the politics of don't blame me, and what the smarty pants class, which I call them now, the people who are the so-called experts, all they really got good at, not winning, not facing reality, but spinning and protecting themselves. And so for 20 years, I think the average, smart, wonderful, common sense American, we've been listening to this expert class of military leaders, political leaders, intelligence, and they've never been right about anything. And the people who paid the price have been the American people. So I kick out of this. American people, you better wake up. Because if we don't find a way to participate ourselves, either at the state level, at the local level, at the federal level, then the same people who have been controlling power for the last 20 years are going to continue. And my indictment is against Republicans and Democrats.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting because as I've been thinking about this, and I was off the air last week and had a good chance to just observe and think as we were watching the events unfold, it seems that consensus was that President Bush was right to go into Afghanistan and we were right to stay long enough to kill Osama bin Laden. But at some point shortly thereafter, we should have been working on an exit plan rather quickly because our goal had been more or less achieved at that point. Do you hold to that position? Is that where you would have drawn the line and said it's time to go home?
I would have drawn the line earlier. And I think the two bookends for me are the disastrous decisions made by the military and civilian political leadership in Afghanistan, in the United States, about Afghanistan. So the first decision was made in December of 2001. So we were absolutely right to go into Afghanistan and kill al-Qaeda. And we did. And we did it amazingly successfully with the special forces and really just a handful of American military. And yet in December of 2001, remember, 3 months after September 11th,
right,
we surrounded the remnants of 200, if at most 200 al-Qaeda, including Osama bin Laden. And they were convinced, al-Qaeda was convinced they were done. Osama bin Laden wrote his last will and testament. And then instead of giving the order to go in and finish him off, as we should have, they had their backs, al-Qaeda had their backs against the mountains and the caves that separate Afghanistan from Pakistan. So instead of finishing them off on the Afghan side of those mountains, the decision by somebody, whether it was military or civilian, was made to, no, let's let the Afghans do it. It would be so much better. And of course, the Afghans blew it. And so then instead of 48 hours later saying, okay, we're going to meet those bad guys at the other side of those tunnels in Pakistan and finish them off there, the decision was made, no, we should let Pakistan do it. It's their territory. So as a result of that really foolish decision, al-Qaeda was allowed to grow and expand and terrorize the world for well over a decade.
Well, and that's the first bookend. When we come back, KT, tell us what the end bookend is, because if it wasn't killing Osama, I'd be interested in knowing where you think that other bookend belongs. We're speaking with KT McFarland on a special edition of Radio Night Live. So glad you're with us. Coming right back. Live from New York. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in. But did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave it instead an IOU? That's called the bail-in. Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt? Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals, and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quinones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab. Available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quinones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I ended up getting a cold after Thanksgiving, and usually it always goes to my chest. Not even a usually, it just always goes to my chest, and I end up having to go to the doctor. This time I took 9 of the Balance of Nature for 2 days, and it totally cleared up. I was very impressed, because every time I've gotten a cold for the past 5 years, it goes into my chest. And it didn't. It cleared up right away.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, back to Radio Night Live. And back here in the ladies' lounge with KT McFarland, who is just a wealth of information. And KT, you were talking about Afghanistan and kind of two pillars for yourself, one where we started and where we should have ended, and kind of the big mistake, the second kind of deal breaker for you. Talk to us about that, because we ran out of time before the last break.
The second stupid decision was the one made by President Biden we knew we were getting out, but somehow by giving up the single most important strategic asset we had, which was Bagram Air Base, where we could have defended it, where we could have flown countless flights in and out, helicopter and fixed wing aircraft. There were several runways. There was a large facility that we could have housed the evacuees in while we processed them. No, the decision was made. Again, nobody claims responsibility. The military said it was President Biden. President Biden said it was the military generals. But we gave that up in favor of, we gave that to the Taliban, and didn't secure the information, the biometric data, of the Afghan people who had helped us, so they're now on a kill list. And when we did it, we opened the doors of the prisons so that the some several thousand, by the Pentagon's own admission, several thousand Al-Qaeda, or ISIS-K, as they're now called,
right,
escaped from those prisons and then fled, infiltrated all over Afghanistan. So that's who we're fighting now. And so those two stupid decisions, I think, made all the difference. But again, it was made by the leadership, which thought they were so smart, and yet the people who pay the price were the average guys, the average military guys, the average American civilians.
It's interesting that you've brought this up, because I think this is more insight in these last few minutes that you've given us than 80% of the coverage or 90% of the coverage that we've been given across the media the last couple of weeks. Katie McFarland is who we're speaking with. Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People is her book. And Katie, real quickly, the way the scene shifts, we're not done with terrorism, and we're certainly not done with threats to our well-being or even to our homeland. I mean, this in the last 48 hours, National Security Administration and others have said we are more at risk right now in the United States than we've been in 20 years. How does this change what we think about in terms of vigilance towards terrorism? How has the efforts of the terrorists changed, and what do we need to be on the lookout now for?
With regard to terrorism, I think the threat has changed, because in the last 20 years, we have found ways to shut down income streams, and we found ways to listen into conversations, etc. So I think that the big, large-scale terrorist attack that we saw on September 11th is probably not going to happen. Now,
I need to remind people, was very low-tech. It was piloting aircraft with box cutters and getting people in. It was very different than what we see now today in terms of technology.
And that's where I was going to finish by your point, which is the battle space has moved. The technology is now the battle space. It's cyberspace, it's cyber warfare, it's hacking. And at that, will the Afghans be particularly efficient? I doubt it, but the countries I'm most concerned with are China and Russia, who will now feel very emboldened. The takeaway for the world, put Afghanistan and what happens there aside for once. Put America and what happens here aside. The takeaway from the world is America, the superpower, no longer. America in decline. America in retreat. This is our time, whether you're China or Russia, this is our time to challenge America and get what we want. So my worry is that the months ahead will be very difficult for the Biden administration as the Chinese make a move and the Russians make a move, assuming that they will get absolutely no pushback, and they're probably right.
Just for clarity, the Trump administration, and I think you would have reason to know this, left behind a blueprint for how to evacuate Afghanistan. And from what I understand, it's much more traditional of how we've evacuated other places. You get rid of our equipment, blow it up, destroy any things that we use in terms of evidence, et cetera. You get the civilians out first, and then you take the military out last. Was there any real clear understanding why Biden didn't follow that plan?
Well, the clear understanding, in fact, Trump has started implementing that plan. We were taking civilians out, and we were taking Afghans out. The reason the Biden administration didn't implement any Trump plans. If Trump is for it, they were against it. They weren't going to analyze it. They weren't going to think about it. They were just going to reflexively not do it.
Literally, orange man bad.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. And the military leaders very much were on board with what Trump had wanted to do.
Yes, they were. But this particular class of senior leadership is very political and very woke. And I just look back at the study the Navy, some Navy people did a couple of weeks ago, saying the problem with the modern Navy today is they're not ready for modern warfare against China, for example. They're really woke and they really understand all that stuff. But what's fallen out the bottom is their warfighting ability.
It's very worrisome. Katie, I always appreciate the insight. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right. Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. Get it, know it. Katie McFarland right here with Kevin McCullough. Stay with us. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in. But did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave it instead an IOU? That's called the bail-in. Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt? Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals, and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab. Available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I ended up getting a cold after Thanksgiving. And usually it always goes to my chest. Not even a usually, it just always goes to my chest. And I end up having to go to the doctor. This time I took 9 of the Balance of Nature for 2 days, and it totally cleared up. I was very impressed, because every time I've gotten a cold for the past 5 years, it goes into my chest. And it didn't. It cleared up right away.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
Back to Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Glad to have you with us on Wellness Night. And, you know, you may have noticed the last 2 weeks, there hasn't been any other things being discussed on the cable news channels, which is where you probably know our next guest, who is who's a Radio Night Live OG. She's part of the original alumni class. Dr. Nicole Sapphire kicked off Wellness Night for us a number of months ago, and she had to take some downtime to get an arm healed and to write a book and to promote that book and do some other things. But we're honored to get to have her back in the rotation with some of the other Fox All-Stars as we go through these very turbulent times. Nicole, first of all, it's good to have you back. I love this quote you put up on your Twitter feed. "Truth does not mind being questioned, but a lie does not like being challenged." you haven't done a lot of media because of Afghanistan recently and COVID in Afghanistan. Somehow, when Afghanistan's on the front page, COVID just gets cured, I guess. I don't know what exactly happens, but it seems like it just goes away. But we've had some developments in the last couple of weeks while the Afghanistan crisis has been going on. And I know that you've been watching it. What are some of the developments that we've seen either by way of the vaccine or the data or anything else that you want to touch on?
Well, you know, it's interesting. So we have a media who just loves sensationalism. And so while COVID isn't gone by any stretch of the imagination, in the time it's been Afghanistan. And as we know, it's been an incredibly dramatic and devastating occurrence the last couple of weeks. But on the COVID front, I can tell you that there have also, you know, been a little bit of drama that's come out recently. I mean, I don't know if you saw, but two FDA leads, some advisors, have recently announced their retirement. And there's some insider quotes saying that this is because they're feeling pressured by the White House, and the White House has stepped outside of the FDA recommending boosters, saying that they may even be available early September. Imagine the headlines had this occurred under the Trump administration. If two lead advisors of the FDA announced their retirement, saying that they essentially felt that they were being compromised because the CDC and the White House were encroaching on the FDA's regulatory affairs, could you imagine the scandal and the media headlines if it was under the Trump administration? But it happened under the Biden administration, and all of a sudden there are crickets. No one's even talking about that.
Well, and there seems to have been a lot of that going on lately, Nicole, because you and I have discussed the issue of antibodies developing from the post-infection segment of the population. I think that you and I talked off air about the fact that my wife and I both survived COVID last February. And I've talked to many people in recent weeks that have had COVID, even going back to March or February of 2020. And they get tested every so often, and there's no sign that their antibodies are going anywhere. Their antibodies are robust and seem to be fighting things off. And when you're and I don't see a lot of information, any to be precise, about breakthrough infections with post-infection immunity. But when it comes to the actual ability to articulate that and talk about it to the American people, and maybe not scare everybody on planet Earth into thinking they have to get the jab, there's no discussion about it. It's not that it's not even available to be taught, you know, to be discussed. It's that there's no one discussing it. And I would think that post-infection immunity is pretty good news for people, a lot of people.
I think that people are very quietly starting to acknowledge, because there has been so much data coming out of Cleveland Clinic and Israel and even in the United States showing that people who have recovered from COVID-19 have a good amount of protection from their own immunity. And even this most recent study that came out of Israel showed that you had a 27 time more likely risk of getting symptomatic infection following vaccination than if you had recovered from the virus itself. So listen, immunity, whether it's natural or vaccine induced, everyone's going to be exposed to this virus, and the less risk is to have some form of immunity. That being said, I don't think that you should go out and try and get COVID-19 to get that robust natural immunity, because there are severe risks that come with COVID-19.
Right.
But if you've already had it, there's nothing you can do about it at this point. But if you start looking, the CDC and even some of the other media and people in elite institutions who haven't really talked about natural immunity are starting to say, well, you may have some protection from natural immunity, but you should still go and get vaccinated. But here's the thing. There's actually no data that shows that it's clinically significant or clinical improvement for people who have already been infected to get vaccinated. Now, yes, there are studies and data that show people who were previously infected, if they get vaccinated, it does give them a boost to their antibody titer. But I can tell you, just like they're saying with boosters, oh, well, with a third shot, your antibodies are gonna get higher. Well, guess what? If you give someone the seventh shot, it'll probably be even higher. But the question is, what's the clinical significance? What's the benefit of that?
Right.
Is there
right.
actually one? And we have no data showing
that it has any improvement. They're not doing the studies needed to convince people that this should happen.
And they're not talking about the studies that might give people a certain degree of assurance that are showing good information either. It's really troubling. Dr. Sapphire, let me ask you this. And by the way, if you've not read her book, it is mandatory reading, Panic Attack, Playing Politics with Science in the Fight Against COVID-19. The idea that many of our particularly blue states and cities, and I'm not trying to make this overtly political, but that just happens to be the reality, are saying that masks and vaccine passports and these types of things are the only way that we're going to be able to achieve a normalcy about life. They're using some of this thinking that you're identifying in kind of the manipulated conversation to kind of base it on. Should we be going along with that, or should we be raising our voice a little bit more and saying, wait a minute, what about natural immunity? Can't I show you that I have antibodies and be considered as safe to be around as someone who's had, you know, two shots of the vaccine?
I think the two major failures of the United States that is occurring right now is the refusal to acknowledge natural immunity as a form of protection and the continued recommendation of mask wearing in young children.
Yeah.
And you look to other countries acknowledge the data, other countries will allow prior infection to be a source of immunity. United States, it is bordering criminal that they are not allowing that to happen.
Wow.
And I honestly, I can't wrap my head around it. I don't understand why they're not there. The data is compelling. The data is there.
I don't think anybody can argue with that. And if you would like to follow more of what Nicole's doing, follow her on Twitter and follow her on Instagram. They're both great accounts to follow. Lots of information and lots of fun as well. Nicole, great to have you tonight. Thanks for being back. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore, and I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have I told you what a great night's sleep you can get by sleeping on a MyPillow? It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to, and it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape and come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warranted for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, now, if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at MyPillow.com.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, wrapping up a big Saturday night. Thank you for being here. Once again, here's the music of Blanca.
I have seen valleys, the lowest of lows. I have felt heartache that would not let go. I have been shaken deep in my soul. There's always a plan. He has a purpose you may not understand. He's never been closer. If you just hold on, he'll take you deeper. He'll give you a song. 'Cause here I am still standing. So believe me when I say, if you shut up.
Friends, and she wraps up tonight's Radio Night Live. We'll see you again next week.